You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Eagles schedule release day. We are on the radio, 94.1, on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hey, YouTube people. How you doing? Thank you for watching. It's time for the top five of five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yeah, so debate day I think is happening next week, so looking forward to that. As always, spirited discussion at all times. Now, what I have for you today is five very important debates that I personally need settled. Number five is, does Kevin Stocker know what he's doing? Because yet again.
He did it again?
Out-of-pocket Stockett was back yesterday on the Phillies broadcast.
The other thing that Trey has over there at first base is a large lead. I mean, he is getting himself off, which is good.
Oh, come on. Come on, Stock.
We understood it the first time.
Yeah. There's no way he doesn't know what he's doing at this point.
I know, dude.
Well, here's what I think. I think he doesn't know what he's doing, but then he does it, and he probably realizes he did it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's the sport, man. These analysts for baseball, it's like they can't stay away from it.
And I was listening to the morning show this morning. They had Ben on.
Yeah.
Ben, very aware of the drop board.
Guys like to be stroked.
Oh, does he? Is he?
And he said something related to hard this morning, and I could feel him not want to say it.
Yeah.
Because he knew someone was out there listening, and I was, but I didn't pull it because it wasn't, like, super pause-worthy.
Right.
But the way he said it, I was like, see, we're in his head.
Of course. Dude, you replay it every second they get, yeah.
But yeah. Ben is a regular WIP listener. I don't think Stocker is.
No.
Yeah.
So he probably listens on his way to the game, way back from the game.
He'd be horrified.
Terrified.
Yeah. Yep.
But yes, the broadcasters are on notice.
Guys like to be stroked.
All right. The fourth debate I need settled on debate day is, what is Elliot's worst take? Now, there's a lot. There's a lot. You're allowed to bet on yourself if you're a player.
Yep.
You should be able to stay in college for 100 years if you want, as long as they still want you. You know, domes. He wants the Eagles to have a dome. There's a laundry list.
That's a lot there.
Of bad takes. We needed to settle it once and for all. What is Elliot's worst take?
I still think it's players should be able to bet on themselves.
It's really bad. And then you ask him, should a refs be able to bet on themselves or bet on the game? And he says,
why not?
Yeah, maybe.
See.
Well, actually, no. It's Schmidt's not on the Phillies wall. Phillies not Rushmore.
He sort of backed off of that one.
Yeah, well,
he sort of backed off.
It was one of those things where he threw it out there. He didn't expect the backlash he got from every single person
every
on this
person.
Show. And he's like, not worth it. Whatever. I was doing a bit and it failed.
I told Bryce Harper that Elliott didn't have Mike Schmidt on the list, and Bryce Harper didn't even approve. So, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah, when we had him on, he was on the phone. I think it was right before the
playoffs. Yes.
Was it right before the playoffs?
He called for some reason.
And I was like, I said, you know, people love you. They even have you on the Mount Rushmore. In fact, one of our own here had you on instead of Mike Schmidt. There's like a pause there.
It was ridiculous. Now, and what's funny about that is that that's only been in the last year. I mean, all three of those takes have only happened in the last year. Right. Think of what he used to get away with before he worked at WIP. Now we're on him at all times. All right. The third debate I need settled on debate day, and this is a hot topic on this show, is a ship a boat? It's been argued over and over again. Is a ship a boat?
I mean,
I still say no.
I do say yes, but I don't want to get in the middle of it. I'd rather have you two just fight it out.
I still say a boat is too small to be a ship.
But it's still a boat.
Well, it's still a boat, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I didn't say it's not a boat. You mean the ship. You're saying the ship is a boat.
Yeah. And the ship's, of course, it's a boat.
Well, it's not, of course, it's a boat.
Well, but then what is it?
It's a ship.
Yeah, but a ship's a boat.
Okay. Who's on first?
215. By the way, we forgot the Elliot incest thing with.
Well, I actually think that's one of his most interesting questions.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to leave. You can't just say it that way.
Yeah, I know. It's
you have to call
to
the Back to Future, the Back to the Future thing, not the incest.
Right. Yes.
Start at number one. Start at the full context.
Yeah.
Of it.
If you're just going to give it one name, I would give it as Back to the Future take, not like, oh boy, Elliot had that crazy take about college sports and the incest one. Yeah.
That's my bad. Yeah. That's totally my bad. All right. The second debate I need settled on debate day. And this one is actually, I think we could do 4 hours on it if we really wanted to. Is Herb a good caller?
Oh.
I think there's passionate on both sides.
There is.
There's a lot
of. Is Herb a good caller?
Could you put that on Twitter before the break? I would like that to be our last Twitter question.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there is a lot of passion. When we have Herb on for a good long time, mm-hmm. and he's in full Herb mode,
yeah.
I'll get tweets saying that was the greatest Herb call ever, and then I'll also get one saying, please stop putting
stop
Herb
this.
On.
Could you please? And my ears are hurting. It's like an acquired taste.
Yes.
You gotta be either a Herb person or you're not.
Here's what I'd say.
Is it a Herbsman?
If you're not a Herbsman, my advice to you is this. I was not a Herbsman.
Right.
I didn't get it in the beginning.
Spike, I remember that. Yep. In the early days.
And then Jack and Ike were like, you just got to let him cook.
Usually there's some magic in there.
You just have to keep poking around.
Yep.
And
sometimes he gets a little pissy.
Yep.
You know, and then you gotta fight your way through that.
And maybe at some point we could tell people here's one thing to listen for. We'll ask him a question. He doesn't answer it at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He just keeps trucking through it. Sometimes we'll keep talking, even when he's talking. He doesn't even notice it. Those are great moments.
You got to look for the subtle humor with Herb. Like if you're looking for a normal sports debate, sports talk, that's not.
Herb's not your guy.
No, he's not. You got to look for the subtle humor with Herb. So that's the case for her, but I think it could be funny. But the number one debate I need settled on debate day is Jolly versus Spike on Daryl Morey. Now, Spike versus Howard on The Process, legendary radio.
Yes.
It was a big one.
It was a huge one. Yeah. I think this has a chance to be the next iteration of Spike arguments on the radio.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because it needs to happen. It needs to be in person. Daryl needs to be sitting in the corner watching it.
I need Jolly to be here. Yeah. I need to be able to look at him. I can understand not approving of the job that Morey has done here, though I would disagree. But Jolly's position that he is the worst general manager in all of sports and he would be better at it and
he's driving home the point.
Yeah, or even all out. There is criticism of what he's done here, but I don't think he's done a horrible job or anything. Mm-hmm. And Jolly's position on Morey is just flat out wrong. I don't think he's got any chance in this debate. And I think I have a lot of respect for Jolly.
Doesn't sound like it.
As a host, as a person, he's a good guy. He's a good host. He's been on WIP a very long time. He loves it. He is well informed. But he's full of it when it comes to Morey. He's just straight up wrong. And if I am lucky enough to debate jolly about Daryl Morey during debate day, I'm ending jolly right there.
End him.
I am ending him.
Finish him.
I'm finishing him.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
I need that passion from him.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be. I've heard him debate Giglio. He gets up there.
I almost don't want to waste him on Giglio.
Oh yeah.
I want him to be fully ready to go for this one.
Yeah. I'm gonna. Does he know this yet?
I don't know. I think I'm willing it into existence.
Right, well, tell Lakin. Get him in here.
I was gonna say Rod probably.
Yeah. Get him in here. Get him in here. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com.
All right, I need you two to do something for me.
All right.
I need you to Google.
Okay.
Image. Boat. Google image. Ship.
Okay.
That's what I need you to do. You tell me that those are the same.
I just did boat. Hold on, let me do images. Hang on.
Did you do this at the end of the top five?
Of course I did.
You're saying that because it's a bigger vessel.
No, I'm saying because it's a smaller vessel. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been saying it the entire time.
But it's still a boat.
But it's still a boat.
No, but I'm saying, do you see there's a difference?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but no. Okay.
One is a ship, one is a boat.
No, but what I would say is,
yeah,
is that a ship is a big boat.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, but there's a reason why it's a difference. It's why it's named something different.
Yes, I would say, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I say boat, I could be talking about a ship. But if I'm talking about a ship.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, sort of the every rose is a flower, but not every flower is a rose.
Okay.
A common saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Not every boat is a ship, but every ship is a boat. That's
okay.
It. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Because a rowboat is not a ship.
That's...
But every ship is a boat.
No. I was almost there with you.
So close.
I was almost there with you.
So yes. Close.
It made sense, though. It makes sense. The rose flower thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there.
It's a good one.
Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Whoa! Rios!
Gentlemen, the afternoon freak bull show, you know what I mean? Y'all are supposed to inappropriate. I'm about to call y'all the inappropriate show. It's all good, you know what I mean? I love it, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure everybody else love it. That's why y'all ratings probably going up, you know what I mean? So yep. Blue chew it on, you know what I mean? But anyway, gentlemen, I'd like to talk about something before I just say what I think my prediction for the Eagles
Sorry, is that a habit? It was out of habit.
Jackie.
That was good. That was good, though.
That was pretty good. So last year, right, I don't know if y'all remember. So when it was the Philly season and whatever was going on in the Philly season, and I started talking about, you know, Bryce Harper, and I was like, well, look, Bryce Harper and Spike should, you know, shave their heads, and it's time to get ugly. You know, it's going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get ugly. It ain't time to play slap and tickle, none of that type of stuff, right? So Nick Sirianni eventually gets ugly, right? Nick Sirianni gets ugly, we win the damn Super Bowl, huh? So putting all that together now, I mean, his head ain't fully shaved, but okay, he's shaving his head. He's having his struggles. Jack, love you to death, brother. Love you to death. But did you just let – is this a pause moment if I say come out your mouth? But
whoa.
Anyway, man, did you let what came out your mouth, whatever, I can't even fix it. Look, that Bryce, the worst thing that happened to Bryce was the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And you believe that, correct?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay, let me tell you this, man. And if it does make a lot of sense, let me tell you that. If that's so true, Bryce, I hope you're freaking listening. You're never going to win a championship. You ain't going to win nothing here if that's your freaking mindset. At the end of the day,
but why?
The Eagles winning the Super Bowl should have you where it's like you're hyped and on fire.
That's what he's trying to do. That's my point.
No. It ain't what trying to do. It's time for him to do it. It's now or freaking never. Because check this out. Everybody, you got a lot of people who anything, Hurts can't do no wrong, right? And people get on them. Then you got the thing that Bryce can't do no wrong. And some people too. So it goes both ways how certain people feel about Hurts and certain people feel about Bryce. But one thing I know for sure is Hurts, through all the mediocrity, Hurts, no matter what, you could turn on the TV show, radio show, or anything, there's always something to critique about him. Always. And you know what? It's all good. He puts his head in the dirt and gets straight to it, huh? Well, then that's what Bryce need to do. You're playing in Philadelphia. You want to shave your head. You want to pander. You want to do it. It's now or never. You ain't even the best player on your team right now. You ain't even the best leader on your team. So what did I tell you? But I'm just telling you this, bro. I hope you listen. Go ahead and get your money. That's what you want to do. Because if you let this season go, then whatever it is for you. That thing that Jack said, and I'm going to give it with Jack because Jack is all about baseball, huh? Jack is all about baseball. And he said this about you, trying to have your back, huh? Man, look, all this E-Harmony, Sissy stuff need to freaking stop. The Phillies need to go. What the Eagles did, they got ugly. Cooper DeJean slamming, what's his name, Henry.
Yeah.
They got ugly. Everybody as a young bull to the old heads got freaking ugly. So what the Phillies going to do, huh? Keep playing. We're going to keep having excuses for them. All that baby stuff, huh? Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, Jalen Hurts compared to him on another freaking level. Mm. I'm going to just say that. We're all, wow, everything when it comes to big games, when it comes to in your mind, when it comes to I'm struggling, you know what? Well, you got to keep doing what you
got to do. Yeah, I was handing it off to Saquon. That's what he does when he struggles. Hands it off, has the best defense in football. I got it.
You can say that, and that's great. Because I critique both of them, no matter what. But one thing I know is right now, what you going to do, Bryce Harper? The clock is on. The clock is on. What you going to do? And that's how I think about. And that thing that you said, I had a call, man. I'm like, it was time. I just heard that, and I'm like, it was time. And I hope he's listening, because everybody wants everything. It's always an excuse for somebody. You as good as your last freaking game, man. Excuses for people. The best players. The best players have to show up. The best players have to push the other guys. The best players can't look at themselves like, I'm struggling. Huh? Do something.
I love
Period.
It.
They ain't even the best leader or the best player on the team, man. Let's go, Phillies, man. I love all the teams. Sixers, suckers, man. Huh? I told you in the beginning, PG-13 never goes rated R. Sucker. Now, that's a sucker. I'm not calling Bryce a sucker, but Bryce need to get out of his freaking head. Oh, PG-13? Never rated R? You a damn sucker.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Know that. I don't care where you at eating, whatever, dog. You know what I mean? Yo, Eagles, 13 to 14.
Peace. Love it.
Wow. Wow. Big call from Rios.
So is it.
What's your reaction?
So is a truck a car?
No.
Or is trucks just a truck?
A truck is a truck.
But it's still a car.
It's an automobile.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a car. It's an automobile. Is an SUV a truck or a car?
I think that's a truck.
Well, SUV is a truck.
So my car's a truck?
Nah, you just saw a soft SUV.
Like, hey.
Dude got a new car now. He's looking down on everybody else.
Yeah. Well, mine's also a midsize, but yeah, that's a man. Yeah, you like that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Is a truck a car? It's not.
A truck's a truck.
Yeah,
a truck's a truck. But it's still a car.
And how it's an automobile.
Okay, so it's an automobile versus a car.
How do we decide when an SUV becomes a truck?
Well,
and when
also,
it's a car?
Is an 18-wheeler a car?
No.
Easy. Jeez.
No, again, he knows. Somebody.
Somebody texted me asking if a truck's
a car. Somebody is texting him this. I know.
Well, I was trying to further the conversation.
Oh no, I'm with you. Yeah. It's a great example.
It's a taco
now,
sandwich.
This cereal soup. Hold on. This is on my side, right? This feels like this is on my side of the argument.
Might be turning.
Yes.
Well, it's same argument of like a hot dog, a sandwich, you know, but a hot dog's a hot dog. And it's a hot dog roll. It's not a sandwich roll. You know what I mean?
A sandwich roll.
A hot dog, but you can eat a hot dog by itself.
Let me ask you this. You take a hot dog roll. And you put turkey and cheese in it and lettuce. Is that a sandwich?
No, but now you're
no, you're, no, no, no. You told me it's
point.
A different kind of roll.
But a hot dog. You know that a hot dog by itself you can eat. Technically, you're not eating deli meats, you psycho.
Nah. If you took a hot dog and put it in a hoagie roll, is a sandwich. What do you have?
There's a bad point. My other point was that a hot dog by itself is still a hot dog.
Okay.
You're not grinding up deli meats by yourself, are you? And you're sticking a fork
in it? I'm not doing
it.
Any of it because I'm not a psychopath serial killer. But my point being, you're saying the hot dog roll is the issue.
The hot dog roll is a bad point. Just focus on the hot dog by itself. That's the point, and that's why it's not a sandwich, all right? And maybe the Super Bowl affected Bryce.
Maybe the Super Bowl.
I'm glad we got here today. I'm glad we got here.
Yep.
all right. Well, it is schedule release day. Taking your final suggestion, well, not suggested, predictions. Ike has him at 12-5.
12-5.
I had him at 10-7. Jack has him at 9-8 somehow. And we will take yours. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins do you think the Eagles will have this year on schedule release day? 13-plus at 25%, 64% say 11-12, 9-10 is 7.3%, and 8% say 8 and under.
Wait, hold on, though. I need you to give the responses to the other Twitter question. Is Herb from Northeast a good caller?
Wait a minute. I didn't see it. Hang on. I got to refresh the page.
Yeah, it's a big breakthrough.
Whoa.
Yep. What are the results?
This means we got to lead with it tomorrow.
Yep.
50.3% yes, 49.7%
wow.
No.
Wow.
A true 50-50 split.
Wow. Wow, that's a take.
Well, how do you think he's going to feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't think he'll care.
Does Herb think he's a good caller? Is he even going to pay attention if we tell him?
Herb definitely thinks he's a good caller. He always puts himself at the Mount Rushmore of callers.
I don't even think he knows he's on the air when he calls most times.
That's the charm.
215-592-9494. Big Aaron wants us to save his family. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Come on, man. Ganging up. Hey, Ike, man, leave my son alone, man. He's sensitive when it comes to the Eagles, man. He went through a lot of stuff when he lived in Florida when they went to the Super Bowl. He called me. He was like, Dad, man, Ike was down there and they lost. But he was like, Dad, man, ain't no Eagles fans. Dad. Everybody hate us. So he got real protective, man. That's just how he is. All right? He's real protective. All right, let me give you. They're going to be 13-4. Let me give you some reasons, man.
Okay.
Because I see what you're doing, Spike.
What am I doing?
You really kind of dissing Jalen Hurts
way. How?
Yes, you are. And I'm going to prove that you are. All right, if Josh Allen had this team, where would you put him at? Since you were screaming for Josh Allen.
Well, did they just win the Super Bowl? Did they also? Hold on.
Go ahead. What was that sound?
And the only reason I never bring up Josh Allen. I just want to be clear. It is callers that bring up Josh Allen. And in this situation, Tasty Cake Dom said he was a loser and a choker and he'd never be in a Super Bowl.
I don't agree with that.
Untrue.
I understand. But my question is,
yes.
Josh Allen is the quarterback for the Eagles. Where would you have a record at?
As opposed to 10-7, I think they would be 13-4.
Ah, that's the team. You got Jalen hate.
It's not hate. It's just that was what I feel.
Jalen is going to be... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just calm down.
I'm calm.
I can see that you got the... I know where you was twisting it at. And Jack the same way, so don't even say nothing in the back.
Ah, oh, man, you know, they might be undefeated if Josh Allen was the quarterback.
He just hand off the ball. Well. That's all you're going to say. Just hand off the ball. All right. So here's another thing. I'm not worried about the defense because, what's it called? Because Jalen Carter gets double teamed every damn play. That's why those guys look so damn good. And then they go get these big contracts and become flops like Hargrave did. You know what I mean? They become flops. You can throw anybody. These guys is all right. I looked at they know how to get you the quarterback. So they're going to be all right. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We could throw a cornerback. We got Ringo. You got to start playing some young guys, see if they can play and see what's going on. But I'm concentrating on the offense. If Hurts had, I'm going to say it now, he's going to have the best season he ever had in his life.
Hurts is. Well, I mean,
he's hungry.
I actually do have him now for MVP. He's plus 650.
Yeah, but he went to a Super Bowl. You know how that makes him? He wants to be greater than that. You know the people he went and talked to after he won the Super Bowl? He went and talked to people. How can I keep that hunger? What I got to do to keep on pressing, mm-hmm. get more of them? So, man, just relax. There ain't no 9-8.
Yeah,
who the hell said 9-8?
Jack. Yeah, I didn't say that.
All right.
Have a little respect for me.
They're going to get some double 10-11, but I'm saying 13-4. Only one I see them losing to. They're going to sweep the division. They're going to lose one game to Washington.
Well, that's not sweeping.
Well, what I said, they're going to lose one game to Washington.
Okay, all right. So what are the other three losses?
Five. So that's five, right?
Okay.
That's five. That's five wins right there from the rip. They might lose the fluke game to Minnesota. They're not going to lose to those tough teams, you think. Minnesota, they might lose to Minnesota. Even though they're getting that long rest, they're going to lose to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And Chargers. And I don't want to say Green Bay. They might lose to Tampa because they always have problems in hot behind Tampa Bay for some reason.
Okay.
That's it right there. They go to four. They're going to beat all those tough teams that you think is so tough. They're going to beat them.
All right. Well, good. Well, great.
Right. 13-4. Put me down there for 13-4.
They're going to win the Super Bowl again then?
Yes, man. We're going to start a dynasty, man.
Who we beating? Who we taking down?
Yeah.
In the AFC?
No.
I don't know. Taking down what?
In the AFC and the Super Bowl. Who are we beating?
I have no idea. I don't
know. Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to put your Super Bowl prediction out. I will. I got the Eagles against Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
Do you?
Yeah.
You think they're going to get over the – I don't know, man.
I think they beat Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
They scared of Kansas City. They can't beat Kansas City.
I don't know about Kansas City this year. Kansas City might finally run out of gas this year.
All right, I'll take that.
Maybe it'll be the Eagles versus the Bills, And my prediction on that game will be the most listened to moment in the the history of this show. I have to put it on the line.
Rod will be riding on that prediction.
I know Rod will be begging me somewhere, please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills.
Well, he might be begging you to pick the Bills.
Yeah, well, yeah, who knows? All right, Big A. Thank you for the call, man.
Good talking to you.
There he is. Making excuses for Aaron, like you're making excuses for Bryce. Big A,
making excuses, just throwing a theory out there, see what everyone thought. Seems like you guys didn't like it. I know it's like a little too second level thinking for everyone involved. But
really, what's the second level?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. It didn't seem like second level thinking.
It didn't seem all that second level to me.
Alan Uptown, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing great.
What up, Al?
All right. I sat on hold for long enough.
Sorry.
I got into a back and forth with Jackie Baseball.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, you know, those quarterbacks are great. You shouldn't diminish anything anybody else does. And you know what? He's right. I can't diminish what those other quarterbacks do for the sake of, you know, boosting up my quarterback. However, they are not great unless they win a Super Bowl.
So is Dan Marino great?
No.
Okay, fair. That sounds crazy. Yeah.
I know I sound crazy, but the truth is,
like hell
yes,
he wasn't.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yes, he was a Hall of Famer. Yes, he was great at throwing the ball, but when it came down to when he got his one opportunity to win the Super Bowl, he did not win. Greatness is defined by winning the big one. End of story. But as far as your argument with, oh, yeah, the Eagles, you know, they're going to go 10-7, that's madness. I think that Kaylee Ringo is going to step up this year. He's going to take over Slay's spot.
Why do you think that?
Because when we sucked and Slay was out and Kaylee Ringo actually got some time, he actually was the best cornerback on our team.
Mm. Well, that's not true.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers was mostly the backup.
Literally, while I sat on hold, I went back and looked at the games before I started even saying that, because I was like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, cornerback might be a deficiency on the team. I went back and looked at the games. I had 2 hours to do it. He was literally the best cornerback because James Bradbury sucked. Period. Everybody thought
James
Bradbury
didn't play last year.
James Bradbury didn't play last year.
I know he didn't play last year. I'm talking about in 23.
Oh, you're saying in 23, Ringo.
You're saying, okay.
Got you now. We thought you meant last year.
Okay. No. Moro Jomo's going to take over Milton Williams' spot. I would have loved to have kept him, but, you know, once again, some of the truth of what Aaron just said was with Jalen Carter getting triple teamed, you could rotate that other spot.
Mm.
I think that Azeez Ojulari is going to take up Josh Sweat's spot with a little bit of Jahad Campbell mixed in there. Maybe some Josh Uche if we could find a roster spot for him. Because if you look at it, Josh Sweat wasn't a great pass rusher. He was great for us when he played on the number one defense. But if you look at his stats,
so let me ask you this, Al. Actually, let me look at. Okay, so you say Josh Sweat's only good because he was playing with other great players on the number one defense, and I think we could also say that Josh Sweat didn't have a great regular season. He had a pretty good regular season, but then in the Super Bowl, when it counted, he had his best game of the season. Right? All those things are true. Okay.
Yes.
So what is the difference between him and Jalen Hurts then?
What's the difference between him and Jalen Hurts?
So I say that Jalen is good because he's playing with all these other great players, and that it's not good enough that he just has the great game in that one last game of the year. But that's exactly what you just said Josh Sweat did.
Okay, the biggest difference is Jalen Hurts is more responsible for the orchestration of the offense.
That's it. That's not true. Asking you is what is the difference? Like it is the same situation.
It's not the same situation because Josh Sweat doesn't touch the ball every single play.
No, but he came through in the biggest game, didn't he?
Yeah, he played well. Yes, he did.
Okay, well, he would have been Super Bowl MVP if one pass play didn't happen, probably. I think he probably would have been Super Bowl MVP. He led the team in sacks, and you're telling me he was only good because of the great players around him. So you would agree that Jalen Hurts has more talent on offense than any other team in the NFL.
I do agree, yes.
Okay. So all I'm saying is you're making the same argument for why Josh Sweat isn't good as that you won't make for Jalen Hurts.
No. I didn't say Josh Sweat wasn't good. I said that he wasn't anything special.
Okay. Well, that makes two of them.
Okay, so let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
You're minimizing what Jalen Hurts does. What you're saying is just, quite frankly, it's untrue. It's just untrue.
Okay.
The whole engine goes because Jalen Hurts plays well enough to win.
No, well enough to win is not a real thing. It's not a real thing.
Why isn't it when we just won the Super Bowl?
No. Al, I can't do this today. Well enough to win. You should play as best as you can all the time.
I believe that he does. I believe that in some
Okay, so do you think the 29th ranked passing offense in the NFL is as best as
no,
he could do?
No. See? You're not even allowing me to answer the question. You're just rambling off with...
I'm not rambling. I'm not rambling.
God bless you. Well, let me finish my train of thought before you cut me off.
I didn't cut you off. Thank you for the call. Thank you. I didn't cut him off. He didn't have an answer. He just didn't have an answer. I have an answer for you about your windows and doors. And it has nothing to do with Al in Uptown. So God bless him. And God bless you. But you, just like Al needs to change his thinking, you need to change your windows and doors. And Guida can help you. I can't help Al. I just tried. But I'm going to try to help you. Those windows have been in that house for 30 years. And when it gets hot outside, your energy bills go through the roof. Just call Guida already. I tell you all the time, I did the same thing. Almost every window in my house, front door, all going to be replaced by Guida. You should do the same thing. It's springtime. It's time to get those things around the house that you haven't taken care of that you should. They're going to give you 20% off every window and 20% off every door. Every expertly installed window, every door, whether it's your garage door, sliding patio door, insulated front entry door, 20% off all of them. You can start your project with not $1 down, no money down, and interest-free financing for up to 3 years, all while you enjoy those new windows and doors in your house. What you got to do is call Guida, 877-GO-GUIDA. They can tell you about the restrictions. They can tell you about when this offer ends. They can also schedule you for a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. It's just like those circular arguments about the quarterback. That's what we do a lot. Yeah, that's what we do here, I guess.
Is Trent Dilfer better than Dan Marino?
No, of course not. Well, he's great, right? He won the Super Bowl.
That's all that matters.
That's all you got to do. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What a do, brothers.
What a do, Andrew. Okay.
So, Spike, callers have been getting under your skin today, and we've been through circles of the same topic. I don't know why you guys continue to hate on our football team as much as you do.
All right. Kevin in Gettysburg, you're on WIP.
Wow.
Nobody's hating. We went through the schedule and said which games we thought they would win. Like, Kevin in Gettysburg, you're on WIP.
What's going on, boys? Is that the fastest call you've had?
That might have been.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy last night on the final out that said, again, Nola should be in the bullpen. I did the same thing. So it's been we got a quick trigger on these
days.
Well,
it's like 3 hours and 45 minutes into the show. I might not have done that at 2:17 or something.
It's exhausting.
5:44, I'm not doing it.
And then someone had the exact same take right after, so I'm sure you wanted to throw the phone through the wall.
Yep.
So I don't have a very interesting take other than, you know, Bryce will be fine. The hair will grow back. The bat will get hot. Go Phils. But what I'm interested in talking about is the maritime journey you all are on about boat versus ship.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
All right. So my take is, in the same way in the automobile world, truck is not a car, a car is not a truck. In the watercraft vessel world, a ship is not a boat, a boat is not a ship.
Yes!
And
wait a minute. Says who?
Says the Navy.
Don't disrespect the servicemen.
I like it.
Are you in the Navy or what's that?
I am not a serviceman. We work very closely with the Navy. And you get shit if you call a submarine a ship and not a boat. But that's a common exception.
Well, submarine's not a boat.
Yeah, we're not talking about submarines.
No, he's just giving you the difference.
But everyone knows a submarine's not a freaking boat. I mean, come on.
Colloquially, it absolutely is.
Oh, my ass. It goes under the water. Boats float.
Sure. Nope. I said it's an exception to the rule. Generally, a boat is something that can fit in a ship in transport, but not the other way around.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
A submarine, it can be called a boat. I understand it's about the size, but it is not the same thing.
A boat is a general term for any watercraft, regardless of size or purpose. It can include small recreational boats or even large vessels like yachts.
Still a boat.
What's a ship?
A ship is generally a larger vessel designed for ocean travel, often used for commercial purposes like transporting cargo, passengers, or for military or research functions.
I didn't see any submarine on there.
So carriers could carry boats except submarines. That's the weird sort of outlier in the whole argument.
Yeah. How would you, Kev? Hey, great call, great support, man. I appreciate it.
Better call than okay, Andrew. I can tell you that. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Grant,
I think we could do 4 hours
on
this.
Boat and ship. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Grant in Doylestown, you're on WIP. What's up, Grant?
Hey, first time, long time.
Yes, sir.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Grant?
I'm gonna lose it. Poor person says, "Oh, Aaron Nola's from the Bayou. He just can't pitch in the cold."
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well,
I'm watching the doubleheader yesterday, and Ben Davis, I love him. He's a friend of the program. I love him.
Yeah.
But he goes, Aaron Nola just can't pitch in the cold.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, hold on, though, Grant. Hold on, Grant. I mean, just because it's not something we necessarily want to accept as an excuse, it doesn't make it true. I mean, not true. Right. There are some pitchers. Would you agree? There are some pitchers who have problems getting warmed up enough that they pitch well when in inclement weather. I'm looking at a pitcher. Yeah. He looks like he couldn't pitch in anything lower than 50 degrees.
Let's see. That's not fair. Degrees. You knew that my second college outing, it was 25 degrees in Virginia, and my fingertips were frozen shut. And you knew I got shelled against the top 25 team, and then didn't pitch for 2 months. That's not right.
Why did he say his fingertips were frozen shut?
Your fingertips are open?
Listen, it's late.
Yep.
Go ahead, Grant.
It may be true, and it probably is true.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of just said, like, I can't accept that as an
right.
excuse
I feel
every
you.
Time he has an outing and he makes tens of millions of dollars.
What about like, Ike, what about say? Harper putting too much pressure on himself because the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's a little bit too much sometimes.
Wow.
He needed a haircut. People are making a big deal. He needed one.
I'm with you on that too, Grant. I thought he needed a haircut too.
Oh my gosh!
Too long.
Like, and back to Nola.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is from Texas. What if people came out and said, "Oh, he just can't throw in the cold"? People want to buy it. You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
That's great.
He makes a good point.
Yes. Except he's a football player.
Yes. That's
true.
All right, Grant. The text line is brought to you by
just spelling late in the day.
Ship versus Shippy quickly. Versus Boar.
Yeah.
Again, thrown off since 2:30.
The text line is brought. Yeah, you. That really did. You got to get that out of your head. You got to move forward.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
One of the best long-running bits on the afternoon show is Spike still being so disappointed that the Rams didn't beat the Birds in the playoffs. Frank in Ardmore.
Cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's for other reasons.
Yeah, I had a Rams futures bet I placed in like week 9. It's like, dude, I'm glad the Eagles won, but it does hurt a little bit. Does smart a little bit. You know, what's next?
What the f***? Scott Linehan after he caught a stray.
That was wild.
I was locked too. I didn't even know that it was the wrong coach.
You should. Elliot's face was like, what am I missing?
You should have put together, what is Scott Linehan? Because I think he was there a couple years ago.
He was there, but my brain, the wires got crossed.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
You were so serious.
Seeing Elliot's face is good. We should go through that video, Morgan Stein. See Elliot's face. What's next?
That's definitely a loss. Spike looking at the bye week.
Well, it was a win last week, last year, so who knows? Maybe they'll win the bye week.
It was a win last year.
By the way, Jack had a worse record than I did. I have him finishing hot. 4-1.
That's true.
You know? What's next?
This scheduled talk is absolutely fascinating. Hopefully it's a full hour of this. Aaron Nola at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, Big A.
He was
A.
hoping his name didn't come up today.
Aaron dodged a bullet today.
He did.
Tell him thank you. Thank the NFL for releasing the schedule when they did. What's next?
Oh, they're back in the studio. Great. How can our day get any better?
The people that still sit in Ike's lunch seat.
I didn't see him out there today.
No, no. Well, Battle is one of them, by the way.
Battle is one of them.
It's like the only seat he sits in is your lunch seat. What's next?
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, it doesn't matter. Any day of the week is great with Elliot. I love his takes, especially about athletes being able to bet on themselves. Pete Rose from the grave.
Oh, my God.
Got him.
That one.
What's next?
Spike's long list of things Philadelphia fans are allowed to have blind faith in. Number one, the third pick in a two-man draft. End of list. Alex in Lancaster.
I don't pay faith in the player. I'm just looking for something.
The third pick in a two-man draft.
What's next?
You guys are all jerks. Jack, after his Bryce theory was dismissed.
Agree with the caller.
Yeah, you got crushed. You got lit up
him on that one,
by
yeah.
both of us.
Yeah.
That was a good thing.
Yeah. What's next?
No! Bryce watching the dagger.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
Well,
yeah.
It's been a good show. Do we have Fritz at 6 next?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, what do you got? Are you going to
talk a little Knowles?
You going to do that little baby, little kid Bryce Harper take
oh,
you got?
Man. Yeah, seriously, yeah, roll that out.
Let's see how it goes. See how it goes? We're doing all fills. Yeah, if you want a little
I'm
schedule.
Sure we are.
Talk,
yes,
whatever.
I'm sure
all
we
right.
are.
Okay, all fills next. Yes. All right, Fritz at 6 is next, and then TK, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Ike, you might see that I'm dressed up very nice right here.
Dude, look dapper.
You know what I might need on a ride home after looking like this?
I'll get one look at you.
Oh, yep. Look, if it's one of those nights, date night, you know, going out to dinner, everybody's dressed up night, you want the night to end the right way.
It's called a big dose of D.
Wow.
You want to make sure that you're on top of your game. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew's going to do it.
That's the only thing, right?
It's going to get you on top of your game. Wait, what's that?
Oh, never mind.
All right.
Keep it moving.
You've thought about it before, and you thought to yourself, well, do I really need it? The answer is, if you have to think about it.
You do.
The answer is yes. And she will tell you that, and she doesn't want to, you know, break your little heart, make you feel, it doesn't make you less of a man. In fact, acknowledging what you need to improve on makes you more of a man.
That's right.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month on us at the WIP Afternoon Show. First month's going to be free. You're only going to pay for the shipping. And while you're at BlueChew.com, what you're going to realize is that you're not going to have to go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. No doctor's visits. They can do it all online for you. You're not going to have to wait in line at a pharmacy.
Love it.
They're going to send it to you right there in a discreet
package.
Hard
package.
There you go. It's going to be cheaper because it's all made here in the USA.
No tariffs.
And it's chewable. You don't have to worry about, you know, swallowing pills or anything like that.
No, don't need any of that.
Same stuff as in Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Stax, the same active ingredients, but it's all better in every other way. Like I said, first month free. Just use code 94 at checkout at BlueChew.com, and then you, my friend, can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.